New Partner Benefit, Weekly Partner Monitor Recommended Stocks, Bonds, and Funds, LLY, HALO, MSBT, ETH, BASOL, BEP, COIN, GLXY, CLXY, CRCL, FIGURE, AST, SPET, FWDI, PR, SCOF. Welcome to the Partner Monitor. One full week in one short email. Porter & Company Biotechnology. Porter recommended big pharma company Eli Lilly, LLY, which he calls the NVIDIA of biotech. He also touts pharmaceutical royalty collector Halozyme Therapeutics, HALO. We sent this Porter & Company biotechnology report on Saturday, September 5th. See a summary below or read it here now. Porter & Company Systematic Crypto, analyst Justin Brill unveiled this new service for partners on Saturday, August 29th, with a first buy alert on Tuesday, September 1st. See a summary below or read it here now. The Trading Club. Ross Hendricks recommended covered call trades on six positions of the Trading Club. He's making new trades designed to generate income from several of our existing long positions to bring in upfront cash into the portfolio. Ross alerted members to this trade on Friday, September 4th. See a summary below or read it here now. Sunday Selection. Sunday Selection focused on the high-growth loan and payment platform Affirm, AFRM. Our weekly Sunday screener includes a bi-weekly for partners-only Sunday Selection on a company we are watching. We emailed this Sunday screener on September 6th. See a summary below or read it here now. Daily Journal. Porter had two guest journal writers this week in between his own fresh essays. The first of Porter's was a critique of CoreWeave's CRWV business model, and the next explored the high cost in the shipping business. His guests this week included Tuttle Management CEO Matt Tuttle, writing about his ETF based on Porter's permanent portfolio, and Marin Katusa sharing the latest news on gold. See a summary below or read the Daily Journal here now. Digging deeper. Porter & Company Biotechnology. Porter & Company Biotechnology recommended Eli Lilly, LLY, and Halozyme Therapeutics, HALO. Porter made the following comparison. In 2010, the oil business turned from exploration to engineering, when drillers found new ways to dig. Output per rig in the Permian Basin went from 130 barrels a day in 2014 to 800 barrels a day by 2019. Nobody found more oil. They engineered more oil. Drug discovery is making that same turn right now. Artificial intelligence, AI, will play a growing role in testing new drug targets. AI will dramatically reduce the cost of discovery, figuring out more efficient, more effective, and cheaper ways of hitting the best targets. Our portfolio will be built around who owns the best engineering. Eli Lilly, LLY, is the best in the world at finding the best pharmaceutical companies to buy that have the leading drugs and delivery methods, and it is also the best at building the best therapeutics itself. There's no question, Porter writes, that Eli Lilly will be a leader in fields like gene silencing. And even though shares trade for more than $1,000 and the company's enterprise value is more than $1 trillion, Porter says shares are cheap compared to what the company will earn over the next decade. On top of its smart acquisitions, Lilly is also a leader in innovation, and what it does with its weight loss pill over the coming years could transform the entire industry. Action to take. Buy Eli Lilly, NYSE, LLY. Below $1,500 per share, Porter recommends using an 80-20 allocation on this position, where you invest 80% of your capital into the equity and 20% of your capital into a long-dated call option with a strike price that is between 5% and 10% out of the money. He also recommended Halozyme Therapeutics, HALO. Most antibody drugs have to be dripped into a vein, which means the patient sits in an infusion chair for hours and the hospital bills for a nurse, a chair, and a bag. Halozyme owns an enzyme called Rhuf20 that temporarily loosens the mesh of tissue under the skin, so the same drug can be pushed in with a syringe in minutes. It licenses that enzyme to drug companies under the name ENHANZE and collects a royalty. Halozyme runs no trials, treats no patients, and files for no approvals. Roche Holding, 6, ROG, Johnson & Johnson, J&J, Takeda Pharmaceutical, TAK, Argenx, ARGX, and Bristol-Myers Squibb, BMY, do all of that. Halozyme cashes checks. In June, royalty revenue rose 50% to $307.7 million, of which $152.2 million came from Darzalex, the subcutaneous myeloma drug Johnson & Johnson sells. Management raised full-year guidance for the second time this year, to $1.84 billion to $1.91 billion of revenue and non-GAAP earnings of $8.65 to $9 a share, up from $7.75 to $8.25. And it bought 4.8 million of its own shares in the quarter for $332.8 million, at an average price of $69.30, Under a $1 billion authorization that runs through 2028, action to take, buy Halozyme Therapeutics, NASDAQ, hello, up to $110 per share. To read the full report, click here. Porter & Company Systematic Crypto. Porter & Company Systematic Crypto analyst Justin Brill unveiled this new service for partners on Saturday, August 29, with a first buy alert on Tuesday, September 1. Systematic Crypto offers two rules-based crypto portfolio strategies, Core and Frontier, built to beat Bitcoin where it matters, after taxes and across a full market cycle. As a Partner Pass member, you receive this service as part of your membership. We are launching Systematic Crypto sooner than we planned. Both strategies follow a single long-term trend measure on Bitcoin, evaluated at each month end. Bitcoin, which traded near $62,000 in early August, is now over $77,000, and we realize that this measure was on pace to turn positive at Monday's month-end close, August 31, which would be the first new buy signal these rules have generated since the 2023 bull market began. Then on Tuesday, September 1, we confirmed its first real-time buy signal following the August 31 month-end close. What we explained is that the system is trend-following, not predictive. It identifies confirmations rather than attempting to call market bottoms. Historical backtesting suggests this type of signal, which follows months of bearish price action, often marks the beginning of an extended crypto rally. When we sent the alert on Tuesday, September 1, we advised subscribers to choose between two strategies. Core, the flagship strategy, designed for the best risk-adjusted performance. It holds four crypto ETFs and a treasury bill reserve, five positions total. Frontier builds on the core foundation but adds exposure to emerging areas, such as businesses built on crypto and companies with tokenized balance sheets, 13 positions total. It targets higher absolute returns while accepting greater volatility. The firm recommends allocating approximately 5% to 10% of investable assets to these strategies. Investors should use a U.S. brokerage account supporting commission-free trading and fractional shares to execute the target weights. Once positions are purchased, the system requires no daily monitoring. The rules operate in the background, with triggers for monthly trend checks, weekly circuit breakers, and quarterly rebalances. While these strategies may underperform the broad crypto market during certain periods to mitigate massive drawdowns, they are designed to outperform over a full market cycle. Here are the suggested investment allocations for each of the two strategies. To read the full report, click here. The Trading Club. The Trading Club recommends covered calls on a number of existing positions in the Trading Club this week. Ross Hendricks shared new trades designed to generate income from several of existing long positions. These trades will bring in upfront cash into the portfolio while still leaving upside of 6% to 14% in additional capital gains over the next 6 weeks. Those trades include covered calls on Booz Allen Hamilton, BAH, Hims & Hers Health, HIMS, Figma, FIG, Novo Nordisk, NVO, Triple Flag Precious Metals, TFPM, and Turning Point Brands, TPB. The covered call trades we recommended today are not about expressing a changing view on any of the underlying stocks. Instead, the goal is to reduce overall portfolio risk, but to do so in a way that still leaves significant upside on the table. As a reminder, when selling covered calls, we're making the conscious choice to surrender the upside on the underlying stock at prices above the option strike price. By foregoing that upside to the call option buyers, we generate a guaranteed return via the immediate cash proceeds collected upon the option sale, regardless of where the stock trades from here. So we're locking in guaranteed income, while still retaining upside potential, in this case, between 6% and 14% across the various call strikes and the underlying stock prices for these trades. Over the relatively brief 6-week time period until expiration, this upside potential works out to an average annualized return in the triple digits, which, of course, is very impressive. The value of the Trading Club tracking portfolio settled at $131,698 as of Thursday, September 3, up 31.7% since the May 30, 2025, inception date. We made no trades this week. To read the full issue, click here. Sunday selection. The Sunday selection on September 6 reported on loan and payment platform Affirm, AFRM, a true emerging Lindy, a young company possessing the traits of durable, long-lasting businesses like Visa or American Express. Founded in 2012 by Max Levchin, a co-founder of PayPal, Affirm was built to fix a credit system it views as predatory, replacing revolving debt and hidden fees with transparent, fixed payment buy now, pay later, BNPL, loans. Affirm's business model succeeds by underwriting transactions in real time, aligning profit with consumer repayment rather than failure. The company overcame the cold start problem of building a new payments network by proving it could increase merchant demand, driving conversion rates and larger carts, which attracted major partners like Amazon and Shopify. With the core e-commerce business reaching profitability, Affirm is currently pursuing three strategic S-curves for growth. E-commerce, already largely established with over 60% of U.S. e-commerce running through Affirm-enabled merchants Affirm Card, extending the BNPL model into the physical world, capturing everyday spending with significant growth potential banking integration, leveraging Affirm Edge to embed lending within bank APS and seeking a bank charter, Affirm Bank, to fund loans with insured deposits rather than capital markets. Ultimately, Affirm aims to build a modern, untouchable consumer finance franchise, a two-sided payments network attached to a deposit-funded bank. With Levshin free to focus on long-term innovation and the business now generating its own cash, we see Affirm as a high-conviction candidate to eventually join the ranks of iconic, multi-generational financial institutions. While we are not recommending Affirm yet, we are keeping a close eye on it for a future complete investor issue. To read the full issue, click here. This week in the Daily Journal. In Monday's Daily Journal, Porter explored the capital-intensive business model of data center builder CoreWeave, CRWV, and says it's a zero. Read the journal here. In Tuesday's Daily Journal, Tuttle Capital's Matt Tuttle explained the architecture of the Porter & Company Porter Portfolio Index ETF. Read the journal here. On Wednesday, Porter reported on the shipping tanker market, gushing more cash than ever before, and what you can do about it. To see that journal, click here. Porter turned Thursday's Daily Journal over to his friend Marin Katusa, who shared the latest news and opportunities in the world of gold and precious metals. Read Maran's journal essay here. In Friday's Daily Journal, Porter revisits the journal essay about his Bitcoin pricing model following the news that the leading cryptocurrency rose sharply this week. Read the journal here. What's up next week? Marty Fridson will be releasing a new stock/bond combo recommendation this Saturday, September 12, at 10 a.m. We will send that full report to your inbox and include a summary in next week's Weekly Monitor. Sponsored by Paradigm Press Records, I didn't think the government would go this far. In the last few weeks, the White House has done something I haven't seen in 50 years of working alongside government institutions. This is bigger than opening federal land or eliminating mining regulations. This is the final trigger to unleash America's 50x mining boom. Three small companies are now at the epicenter of a resource boom that could create more wealth than the San Francisco gold rush and the Texas oil boom, combined. My research shows they could dominate a $100 billion market within 12 months. I want to give you a shot to get in before this accelerates further. Watch my urgent briefing here. Editor's note. Keep in mind, we only accept advertising from publishers we know to offer well-researched ideas vetted by a legal team, excellent customer service, and reasonable refund policies. Paradigm Press is one such partner. We do not, however, under any circumstances make any representations about their investment ideas or strategies, nor will we warrant them as equal to our own. We do recognize that the markets are tempestuous, and, at times, ideas that we may not endorse prove valuable.